Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. It is the best morning of all mornings. I promise you that because I'm up. I'm able to get in my car and get up on out here and drive with these crazy Georgia folks, man. And I'm just thankful, man. Grateful, humble. We stay a course, man. We stay a course and we try to keep that course. We try to make it like, you know, just try to make a change in your life, man. Today's cast, the William Rutledge podcast. It's just about, you know, focusing on you and sharing what you have as far as, you know, if you want to share your wealth, you want to share your you know, intuition, your knowledge and all of that. You want to, you know, do that. That's the sharing part. And the caring part is definitely just caring for those who may be going through a rough patch and may need you, you know, to be a little bit more empathetic and you know, just words of advice, stuff, you know, stuff like that, man. Those that know me, I mean, you really set my face and really seen my actions. I could be a sharing, I could be a caring person, I could be a cool dude, and then I could be, you know, a little bit of an edgy dude, too. It's all what makes me, you know? Nothing perfect about me. I'm not out here walking around, so I don't get on the podcast and be like, yeah, man, you know, I'm just this caring guy, and my heart is just open. Now, I do have a big heart. I'm not going to lie about that, but I'm not going to sit here and portray myself to be something that those that know me know I will not be. I'm a work in progress. Everybody out here is a work in progress. One thing I've never done, and when I was going through my rough patches, is I never quit and I never gave up. Even when I felt like, I'm telling you right now, honestly, there was a point where that was the only thing that was available was to give up. And I just told myself, I'm like, man, if you give up now, man, you're giving up on your kids, you're giving up on yourself, you're giving up on your family, you're giving up on your good friends. And folks, I'm going to tell you, man, like, when I talk about this sharing and caring, like, there was people around me that were, like, they were winning. Like, they were living and enjoying their lives, you know, taking trips. Everybody just doing what they wanted to do. And there's no harm, no foul, you know? But I was just like, man, what's going on? Like, why am I stuck? Like, why am I so stuck and not understanding, like, what was going on, man? Like, it was ugly. It was ugly, man. For a good minute, it was ugly in the beginning. My kids were like it. Like, maybe 2 and 4, I believe. Like, they were young. You know, I had a lot going on, man. Got in some trouble, you know, just a lot going on, and just didn't know how to like segue up out of it. But I had this mind state, like this woe is me mind state. Like, I was weak. I was just, you know, not trying to transition because I just felt like woe is me, and like, God, you got, you know, I just didn't understand, like, where I was at in my life, man. I was miserable. I'm talking about miserable, you know, and I was going through it. And I don't know, like, I know the day I prayed, it was one day I just prayed, and I just say, you know, you know, I prayed, and I kept praying. I said, you know, God, this is not where I want to be in my life, man. I don't want this for my life. I don't want this for my kids' life. I don't want this for anybody. And I had to make a change, yo. I had to make a change. I had to get rid of some of the people that I was around. I had to slow up my process, slow up, you know, what I was doing, and no matter what the situation was, beef was not as strong as it is today, you know. And I just said, you know, one thing I want to say is being weak does not make you less than anybody. You just at a moment in your life where you just are not as strong as you want to be. And I was weak. I don't have no problem with saying that. You know, we all have, even have weak moments, you know. And I've had plenty. And sometimes you gotta get your bootstraps, tighten them up, and get yourself back on the up and up. And I told myself, man, I will never let myself get here. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care what the situation is. If I gotta remove myself from it, and I gotta feel it, I gotta get my mental together, get my emotional side together, get all of me together, I'm gonna do it. I am gonna do it anytime and every time that it ever comes. Because life, you live life, you're gonna have those problems, you're gonna have those ups and downs, you're gonna have those left and rights. And you know, I told myself, I said, no matter how hard it gets, right? This is that one Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace to Nip. This is the one quote that he said. He said many quotes. I love to hear the brother speak. But he said, you know, he's been through every emotion. I've channeled in every emotion. You know what I'm saying? One thing he said he didn't do is he said, I never gave up, I never quit. And I honestly resonate with that. Because I've never given up and I never quit. If something's not for me, then God will remove it and it just won't be there no more. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. Because I am a person that says, you know, if they're for me, God, keep them around me. If they're not, remove them in due time. Focus on, you know, what's in front of me and not what's in back of me, you know. But, you know, like, not to be more so in a somber delivery, I definitely want to give y'all some energy, pump you up, and let y'all know, man, yeah, today is Wednesday. Yesterday was Tuesday. The first day of the week was Monday. Y'all started it off strong. Y'all need to end it strong. I need to end it strong. Yesterday was probably one of the best days at my job because yesterday, you know, I'm back in school, you know, and I received my award for my dean's list for the summer quarter, and you know, I was like, man, what? I'm like, what, bro? Like, they go that hard work, man. You know, when you focus. And then, you know, I get recognition from my boss. Like, he shoots me an email. He's just like, man, I'm proud of you and all the hard work that you do. And, you know, you keep it up. Just keep doing what you're doing. And, like, man, that made my day because, you know, I go to work. And some days you might feel like, man, this, you're not being recognized. You got, you know, you might have people there that work and do things different and better than you. Because naturally, that's just how it is, you know. But, man, yesterday, Tuesday, was probably the best day of my life, man. And I'm going to keep it real because right after that, I go to my son's football practice. And, hey, he's practicing today. And his energy is just like, it's different than any other day. Like, any other day, he might, you know, be a little bit more kind of laid back and just running his plays with his team. But yesterday, man, he was running. Like, he was running hard. It's like everything me and his mom and his, her husband, his stepdad, everything we've taught him, is like, it was just like right then and there. Like, boom, boom, boom. He was just executing. And I was just so proud of him. So, you know, my Tuesday was beautiful, man. And you know, I definitely say that when you wake up and you start your day, it really depends on how you started. It really depends on how you started and what you want out of your day. If you want something positive out of your day, then you need to speak positive vibes into your life all day, every day. Your tongue is the mightiest weapon that you have. You know, the tongue can take a life, it can save a life. You know, and if you are speaking nothing but negative or nothing but trauma and traumatic, it's always going to be that. That's always going to surround you. That's all that's going to surround you. It's going to be a cloud. And how I know this? No, I'm not speaking no magic or anything like that. I'm speaking some real. When you just can constantly sit there and berate and, you know, be negative and disrespect folks and just be that, that comes back on you. I know we all know karma. You know, and I would be remiss to say that when I was, you know, years ago, I would be that negative person. I would literally talk myself out of a job interview. I would walk in there like, man, I probably don't deserve this, you know. I probably don't deserve that. I probably don't deserve this. And be literally taking myself out of blessings that God may have had for me, but I didn't. I'm so wrapped up in my mind, and I'm so, like, hurt behind past trauma, like, man, I don't deserve nothing, dude. Like, you know, but nah, I had to change that talk frame up, man. I don't even like talking like that on the podcast. But, you know, I just want to tell you all my truth. And I started telling myself, like, bro, you deserve it, man. You deserve everything that, you know, God has intended for you, bro. You're blessed, man. You deserve to be blessed. You deserve to be loved. You're worthy of all that is and that God has for you. Like, you know, all praise is due to Allah. You know, it's not no sense of, you know, I don't downplay myself. And it's not an arrogance. It's not an ego. It is more so of a, I know that, you know, I work hard, but I know that I'm a praying person. You know, I pray in front of my friends. I pray in front of whomever. I'm not ashamed to I'm not ashamed to speak of my religion. I'm not ashamed of anything about Allah. I'm not, you know, I just keep it going. If you're ashamed of whatever it is you're doing, that's on you. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Do not be ashamed of who you are and what you do. As long as it's well within, you know, crazy stuff, and it's just well within being, you know, good-hearted, kind. Don't be ashamed of that. Don't be ashamed of falling down and having to get yourself back up. You know, my days of catching that bus, that Gwinnett County bus, and standing out in that cold, them days, man, they made me, man. It hurt me because I would see people drive past me, people I knew. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay. Like, you know, you had some people that would stop. Hey, man, Will, you need a ride? Yeah, man, you know, I would appreciate it, man. I'm only going this way. I ain't going too far. Nah. You know, I'll take you to your crib. How far? I'm like, maybe about like 10 minutes away from here. All right, cool, man, cool. You know what I'm saying? And because I mean, like, at that point, life humbled me. Because I was at a point where I wasn't giving God the glory that he should have had. And I was just a little bit more, oh, well, this is mine. You know, like, I wasn't in the right state of mind at all, y'all. I was not who I am today. I was toxic. I was getting out of a toxic relationship at that. So let's just make that clear. And my mind was just like, my mind was gone mentally. I was done. I was done. I had to really, really get it together. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, it wasn't until I got locked up where I really got my mind right. I'm not scared to speak of my life, my past, anything. But yeah, I got locked up and I had to focus. You know, I had to focus because the worst times had came, and I started to, instead of buckling and wanting to give up, man, I said, nah, bro, just because you're dealing with something don't mean that it's over with. It's far from over. It's never over until you say it's over. And I ain't about to quit. I'm sorry. I'm just not about to do that. And, yeah, folks, man. So that's why today, my Mondays, my Tuesdays, my Wednesdays, my Thursdays, my Fridays are not just, like, how do you say it? They're not just like, okay, man, I gotta get up. Nah, man, like, I'll look and get up and I'll be happy, man. I'll be in tune. I'll be praying. I'll be happy because, man, let me tell you, bro, just to open up them eyes and you looking around, like, okay, all right. I bet, you know what I'm saying? It's on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going hard today. Whatever I'm going to do, whatever it is I'm going to do, if I'm writing my book, if it's a podcast, whatever it is that I want to do, I'm going to go hard at it. I'm going to work. I'm going to try to change somebody's life today. Matter of fact, I am going to change somebody's life today. And that's just the energy I keep. And then, you know, I got a success coach, you know, a life coach. You know what I'm saying? She's awesome. You know what I'm saying? She's from my hometown, from Jersey. And a good friend, and just keeps it 100 with me, man. Like, just corrects me on certain things that need to be corrected. Because we don't know, we don't all know what's going on. And sometimes you need people. Shout out to Keisha, you know what I'm saying? Love Scientist on Instagram, man. She is phenomenal, man. She is all about her business. And, you know, if you step to her, you got to step correct. Because she will help you out, but just don't come with no nonsense, man. Like, she's a beautiful person, inside and outside. And I've learned a lot, you know? I've learned a lot from her. You know, she's my mentor. It's almost like having an accountability partner. You know, you gotta hold yourself accountable for the things you've done, be it good or bad, you know. And share that energy, man. Share that good energy, man. Let these folks know that it is not over. Anybody going through something right now, you're listening to this podcast, it is nowhere near over, man. It is nowhere near over. And honestly, it's not going to be over until you say it is. And if you're down to quit, then you should have never started. You want to quit now, you should have never started. Man, so, you know, do this, right? If you feel like that's just what I did, you feel like that's the only option, right? And it's becoming a little gray. Sit down. Write it out, man. Breathe. Breathe in through your nostrils and out through your mouth, man. Kind of just calm down for a little bit. Like, focus. And once you do that, right, then what you're going to do is you're going to lock in and say, you know what? All right, this is what I need to do. I need to go ahead and do this. Boom, 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 boom. Write it down. And I need to stay away from this. Boom, boom, boom. Write it down. But at the same time, you're writing down the stuff you need to stop. Cross it out. Don't give nothing in your life energy that is gonna hinder you from reaching your dream. Like, dream big. Don't dream small because of other people and their insecurities. Dream big and go for it. I have students right now today, 65, 66, 67 years old, getting their degree, working with me to get their degree enrolled so that they can start and get their degree. So, life is never over. Life is never over, folks. It's up to you. My young crowd, my middle-aged crowd, there's no reason why you should be out there right now stressing when you got people 30 or 40 years older than y'all, some 50 probably, and they are working towards getting their bachelor's, working towards getting their associates, working towards getting their master's. And you out here talking about you trying to give up. Now, I ain't saying you got to go to school. School may not be for you. you know. But man, I never thought school would be for me. I hated school. I hated school from elementary all the way up to high school. And when I finally got to college, and I said I'm gonna focus and I'm gonna change my life for my kids, I did just that. I earned myself a degree, and I'm working on my second one now. You know, I'm focused, man, and I'm not letting nobody break my stride. You know, I'm back where I need to be. You know, let nobody break your stride, folks, man. You focus and you stay focused. Nothing can get in your way but you. Stay out your way, man. Stay out your way and get into them books. Get into that job or get into that entrepreneurship. Get into whatever it is that makes your heart like flutter. You know, like, oh man, this makes me feel so good. I love what I'm doing. You know, I would love to be a millionaire. But I know it's not gonna happen with me just sitting idle somewhere and just waiting for money to fall in my lap. It's not gonna happen like that. You gotta keep going, you gotta keep pushing. Push that envelope every time. You know? And with today being Wednesday, I want y'all, don't look at it like it's not just hump day. Today is a day for you to get off your hump and work and get busy. Work on your plan. Work on what it is you want to do. You want to leave that job that you at? Okay. Work on the exit strategy. What is it that you're going to do? What is it that you want to do? And when you find out, or if you're already doing it, then lock in with that. Do something you love. Something that you don't really got to necessarily do just for that check. You know what I'm saying? And go, man. And go. And be proud. And be thankful. And once you do that, man, I guarantee your life will change. Now you walk into your purpose. Now you walk into your purpose. And remember, there's power. There's power in you. There is power in you. Because once you've told yourself and you've manifested those thoughts in your mind, I'm gonna do it. It's gonna just keep going. It's gonna be almost like it's nonstop. Boom, 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 boom. You got it in your mind, like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I'm not gonna lay back and just nah. You gonna make it happen, man. You know. So man, take this Wednesday. Take the tomorrow. Take Thursday. Take Friday, whatever day of the week you want to take, and go out and fight, man. Fight for what's yours. Fight and do what it is you got to do. You know, and make it happen. Because the more and more you do that, the more and more that you actually can see yourself winning. No more loser mentality, man. Win. And enjoy your life, man. I say that to say this. This is the Rutledge Podcast. Peace.